Yikra that Hashem called Moshe. By Yikra el Moshe, I want to talk a little bit about humility, what humility is. It's really, the truth is, it's probably good to get this from the Mishilas Yesharim, who he says it straight out. But just to talk about this in a clear as we can.
What's a devik?
Glue.
Glue, oh, I agree.
Really calling you, singling you out. Singling you out and communicating with you, which is something, I'm not going to get that into that right now, like that we all have that Hashem talks to us and communicates to us. But I want to talk about more that feeling of responsibility, the feeling of I don't know how it comes off for you guys, responsibility or mission or capability that Hashem, you know, it's like almost if you had a dream, if you had a dream and Hashem came to you in a dream and he said, or your grandfather came or your great-grandfather, or somebody came to someone else in a dream and says, I want you to know, you need to learn Torah, you need to daven, you're here to help the Jewish people, whatever it might be. There's a sense of mission, the sense of, we have to remember, what happens in this world? What happens in this world is here to distract us. That's what the word olam in itself is. Especially those in America. We have much, even though we have missiles, but you know what happens when you have a siren? At least what people do over here, when there's a siren, what you do? You look up. It's exactly what Hashem wants you to do. To look up. To look up. You think you're looking for the missile? You're not looking for the missile. Good chop, right? Hashem wants you to look up. Hashem wants you to look to Shemayim. So what does he do? He causes... Sirens and missiles for one reason. I had this Shabbos, I've said this, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of times that we say in the Siddur. Is this a Siddur? Could you quickly just get a Siddur? It says, please, thank you. Right? We say every day. And it hit me. Yeah, it doesn't matter for this thing. Right? What do we say? In our Chadash, what do we say? Hashem, right? He does all the power. He's the news. And what? What does that mean? Not even creates the wars. Yes. He's the owner of the war. Baal Milchamas. He is the one who starts the war. Ace Milchama V'Ace Shalom. And know what Hashem wants us to do? I know it sounds, there's a classic, it's a war, a time of war, we have to be machazik, classic. This is no different than anything else that's going to be in your life. You have to decode it. Our job in this world is not to get distracted. That's what I was saying, for the chevra who's in Chutz Laaretz, one of the benefits of being in a caravan in the West Bank is that we're in a caravan in the West Bank. That's one of the benefits of being away a little bit, is because the bottom line is that we get distracted. The more food, the more movies, the more social media, the more that everybody else is trying to communicate with you. Everybody else is trying to get your attention. And when a person is able to not get distracted, and to remind himself, that I am here on a mission. Now that mission doesn't have to be a big mission. If it's your mission, it's a big mission. That mission doesn't have to be, you're rich and famous, or you're famous, or people know your name. You have to know your name. You have to be able to call your name and call yourself out and be able to know who you are. Right, I walked in to the. I was very inspired. I'm not going to embarrass you, Tzvi, but a little bit I might embarrass you. I walked into the gym before, and I saw Tzvi working out. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you what I loved about it. The fact that I was there for, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes while you're working out, he was working out whether I was there or I wasn't there. Watching someone sweat and sweat and sweat, and not, I walked into Moshe Bor was earlier today when I walked through. He's sitting there. I love when I catch this, and he's sitting there with his tefillin on, and he's sitting there like connecting. I'm like nobody. Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is anav. People think that anava is. People think, you know what, a humble person. Now it is true. The Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim does talk about physical things that are physical things that are gaivedic. There are physical things, but that's not how he starts off. He starts off v'hayisi shuffle be'enai. You can have a guy who seemingly appears to be this balgaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu, think of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. His brother, he has a sister, he has his brother, he's chosen as the leader. It would look like, and that's what they used to call him, Ben Amram. All he wants is kavod. Wait, right? Korach, we know the stories. All about kavod. Kavod, here he goes, Ben Amram again. Again, this guy, son of Amram, right? What, you think they gave him an easy time, Moshe Rabbeinu? Only you could talk to Hashem. We can't talk to Hashem. But you know what it comes down to? It comes down to, and this is what he says. I love this. Comes down to you and you and you. He says, Vayikra with a small aleph. Lefisha Moshe haya gadol va'anav. This is the Balaturim. He was embarrassed that he was chosen because it's very normal and it's much easier to blend in with the crowd. It's much easier to just be one of the people, right? Sometimes we have this, you know, sometimes there's this mixture. You just want to be one of the guys, but you want to be special. It's like I have this sometimes when some chevra will tell me, and it's very normal and natural, like, oh, how do you feel when you get a shout out in front of a lot of people? So you're comfortable, you're uncomfortable. I like it, but I don't like it. Yes. Yeah. If you love it and you're like, wow, this is the best feeling in the world and I'm supposed to get shout outs and I'm supposed to be the man, check yourself. And if you're someone who doesn't want it at all and doesn't like it at all and you think you're too humble, check yourself. It's a very normal thing and a very typical thing to have this balance between, wait, I have a major mission in this world. I am special. But at the same time, I just want to be ordinary. I want to be like everybody else because I am like everybody else. Just like everybody's born and everybody dies and everybody has to eat and everybody has to sleep. And at the end of the day, we're all the same. At the end of the day, we are all the same, but we're all so different. We're all so unique. So Moshe Rabbeinu was like, again, I can't imagine, but look what he says. L'chtov el vayikar l'shem mikra kilo lo diber b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu imo yelo b'chalom. Only like Bilam, kilo lo nira lo Hashem elo b'mikra. Okay, I happen to have bumped into Hashem, and Hashem says, oh, by the way, Tzvi, do me a favor, could you take us out of Mitzrayim? But that's not what happened. He didn't just bump into Moshe Rabbeinu. He chose Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amr l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What I like about it is Hashem could have said, write it with a regular aleph. But he says, no, it's okay. You could write it with a small aleph. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Vayikra with a little aleph to show, like Hashem said, I like that. It's almost, again, I don't know if this is 100% Pshat in the Baal Turim, but I want to say that this is maybe Pshat in the Baal Turim. Hashem's saying, I like that. I like the fact that you're humble about it, but you wrote it. That means you accept the responsibility to be a good husband. What? It's no big deal for someone to say, will you marry me? It's no big deal for someone to say, Hariat Mikudeshasli. It's no big deal for someone to come to yeshiva. It's no big deal for someone, I don't mean no big deal. I don't want to take away. It is a, you know what I'm saying? Those are words, right? I know. That's why I know. But you know what I'm trying to say. Words are great. Words are great. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. It's very easy to say things. When a person lives a certain way, that's what I was saying with Svi. I'm in the gym. I'm not in the gym. People are looking at him. People are not looking at him. You're sweating. You guys know. You guys work out, working in. Sorry to be so cliche on that because I was just there. It's the same exact thing. Nobody knows. Nobody knows if you're a Balgaiva or if you are a humble person. Maybe your wife and your children. Your children might be able to know a little bit. Your wife probably could know a little bit as well. Your wife, I'm not sure who knows more. Your children, I'm not sure. But your wife definitely knows. Your wife definitely will know if a person is, you could hide that also from, a person could hide that if you're, but what's the pshat between you and yourself? Like when a person davens, Moshe Rabbeinu, panim el panim, when you say, you know what? Nobody can judge anybody. You can't judge anybody because you have no idea what goes on in someone's heart. People are thinking about the Jewish people. Ofer, he didn't walk into the Beis Medrash. And I'm going to, oh boy, am I going to say this a few times because I love it. He didn't, and there's no judgment on anybody else. There's zero judgment. Ofer, the guy who was here before, would not walk into the Beis Medrash. He didn't have a yarmulke. And I'm zero, and I'm not judging. I mean that for real. I'm not judging anybody if they wear a yarmulke, they don't wear a yarmulke. I didn't even say a line to him. I'm proud of myself. I was going to say a line. I didn't say anything. I respect that he's a person. He says, I don't want to walk into the Beis Medrash without a yarmulke. That's a beautiful thing. Again, I'm not judging someone who doesn't do that, but it's a beautiful thing. Do I know this guy Ofer? I don't even know his last name. I just met him. Do I know his story? He says, oh, I want to daven mincha. He's telling me davening mincha. He was pushing me more to daven mincha than I was pushing him to go daven mincha. And he didn't have a yarmulke. He says, I'm not walking into a bet midrash without a yarmulke. I'm walking in and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Why is it beautiful? Because that's between him and himself. I don't care if he would have not worn a yarmulke or yes worn a yarmulke. That's not my business. That's not my business. My business is my business. That's my business. My business is my business. That's my business. I know that sounds, that's like a good new, right? The main thing is keep the main thing. My business is my business. That's my business. No, you know why? Because you can't, I just walked into the bathroom and I picked up someone else's tissue that they put on the, right next to the toilet. Why? Why did I do that? I did that because I want to have a clean bathroom. I think the bathroom has to be clean. So I didn't do it there. I took another tissue to pick it up. I don't want to be picking up someone else. I don't mind picking up someone else's mess. I don't want someone picking up my mess. I want to be part of the solution, but not part of the problem. I want to be the change. I want to be loving. I want to overflow. I want to be a good son. Everyone's home. Guys are going home. You're with your parents. Yeah, well, my mother's this. Oh, my father's this. Oh, this one's this. My family's this. Yeah, just join the whole club. Everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's in the same boat. Oh, really? Oh, you have issues with your parents? Oh, you have issues with your family? Wow, I never heard that one before. And I'm not minimizing that. I'm not minimizing it. But what separates the humble person is the person who's true to his mission, because nobody can take that away from you. Nobody could take that away from you. Nobody could take away that from you. If you're relying on everybody else and you're waiting for everybody else, then they control you. They say the Balgaiva. Again, people think of Balgaivas. Oh, the Balgaiva. That's the Balgaiva. And the humble guy is the guy like this. Anyone who will stay with us through, we learned it a little bit in Gaiva, where it shows you how complex it is. Wait till we hit Anava. You'll see how complex it is. The humble person, you know who's humble? Avram Avinu is one of the humble ones. David HaMelech is one of the humble ones. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron is one of the humble ones. Those are the humble ones. What? All the, right. The biggest leader, the biggest star. He's the most humble person. Right? So the guy, again, what gaiva is, what gaiva, know what gaiva is? I heard this from a Rebbe of mine probably about 30 years ago. You know what gaiva is? I don't mean gaiva is in like, you know, you're a bal gaiva. Gaiva is you take up a lot of space. What does that mean, you take up a lot of space? I need you. Now, again, this is going to hurt a little bit because we all have this. People pleasing. This guy's got to like me. This guy's got to like me. This guy's got... And we all have parts of it because we're human. All human beings. What? That's gaiva. Yeah. I'll tell you why in a second. Because you're taking up a lot of space. Think about it. I need everyone. I'm everywhere. I need everyone to be involved in my business, in my life. As opposed to what? I am in my Dalet Amos. I am in my Dalet Amos. I am in my business. I'm in my, well, one second, let me talk this out. I'm in my space, and it's between me and me. Remember, an unav takes up less space. The Baal Gaiva takes up a lot of space. I need everyone to recognize me. I need everyone to validate me. I need everything to be just perfect for me. I need everything just to be there for me. Everything. And then when I strip all of that away, I'm left with nothing. The humble person is the person who's true to himself. The humble person, and the irony is, Avram Avinu, that coins with Avram Avinu had was on the dollar bill. Gemara says, yeah. Avram Avinu. But yeah, people think, oh, when you got to be quiet. Times, you have to be
during
what?
During his time?
Yes. He was from the richest people. Moshe Avinu was from the richest. David HaMelech was the king, for crying out loud. But he says, V'anoichi toilas. I understand, he's the king. And if someone, right, there was Meisim where he had to kill people because they were Moirid B'malchus. If somebody would come to David HaMelech and not give him the proper honor, he'd be Chayev Misa. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Melech. So what does that mean? You're a Melech, but you know what the Pshat is? Ready for this one? I remember a guy was working in yeshiva for many, many, many years ago. He was in yeshiva, great, great guy. He had a job for a few years, and he went through a very terrible time with addiction and this. I remember him sitting with me. It was in the old Beis Medrash. I'll never forget this. Great guy. I would say his name, but I would have to ask him permission. He said to me, I'll never forget this conversation. He says, you know what my problem is? He says, I was running, and I was in charge of 50 employees and making a lot of money. I was in charge of controlling 30, 40, 50 employees. I'll never forget this conversation. Listen to this, Avramel. He says, I was in charge of 30, 40, 50 employees. He says, but I couldn't take charge of myself. I was out of control. I could control everybody else, but I can't control myself. I was like, that's godless. It says Shlomo HaMelech, at the end of the day, was a melech on his makel, on his own staff. Melech, they say, you know what melech, they say, is moyach, the Zohar says, moyach lev kaved. I control myself. I am in charge of myself. I have self-control. It's all about me and me and me. Yes, is it normal to people please? 110%. 100%, it feels regular to people please, and you want everyone's approval, and you want everyone to celebrate you. And you want people to give you the validation, you're good. But how many times can a person have people say, you're good, but deep down they're not connected to themselves. You're not connected to yourself. You don't really feel yourself, you're good. The whole world could tell you you're the best guy in the world. Yeah, it's worth nothing. Doesn't do anything. Okay, yes. We had a few questions, and then let's wrap up for today.
It comes out that really nowadays probably there's no such thing as a real Baal Gaiva, because it's just an outcome of a person's low self-esteem.
Yeah.
A real Baal Gaiva is someone who really feels good about himself, and he wants to...
It is the Baal Gaiva. Yeah. They go together.
I'm saying it's a real Baal Gaiva.
Right. Again, you have to learn... Again, you have to learn, right? We have to learn the it's very hard in 1 second. It's like It's like people say, we were talking about before. People say, there's no Gehenna, no Gehenna. First of all, it's a Mishnah. You can't say there's no Gehenna. There is Gehenna. You think that Gehenna is this and that. That could be your cuckooed from that. You can't. Anyone who says there is no Gehenna it's a Mishnah. What does that mean? There's no Gehenna. It's Chazal say there's Gehenna. Oh, you think that Gehenna is, I don't know what they tell you in third grade. Gehenna, like the Eight Sahara. What do they say? What? Burning, whatever. Okay, it's not physical, so we don't know what Gehenna is. That you could say. You could say, I don't want my Gehenna to be, it's like people say, oh, I don't believe in God. No, just your God is an angry monster. So that's why you don't want God. But that's not what Hashem is. Hashem is loving. You just don't know what Hashem is. So it's a similar thing with Gaiva. You have to learn what Gaiva is, Rav Hillel, all of us. You have to learn what Anava is. The Raya is, if you have Avram Avinu, who is the humble man. I'm telling you, Tzvi is humble. Oh, he put thousands of power. I don't know what he was doing. I never saw that, Betsy. You have to explain that one to me. I had no idea what he was doing. He looked great. He looked awesome. And I told him, Tzvi always has inspired me since he got here. Tzvi inspired me. From the first time we schmoozed, he inspired me. I'm serious. But today, I'm a different level. I don't know what's going on. If I can get to that one day. No, I'm serious. You know why? Can I tell you why? Because it was between him and him. That's humility. That's humility. When it's between you and you, and I'll end off with a Kutzker. Oh my gosh. Ooh. I don't want to say Kutzker. I don't like the way I said that. I take that back. I'm going to end off with, Shkoyach. I'm going to end off. Echad Amarbe. I just saw this shot. I saw it twice already. Unbelievable. Oh, there's what's that? What's the money shot? Well, which one? Oh, yeah. No. That was from the Ishbitz. No. The Ishbitz are told. Okay, now I cannot say it. The Ishbitz are told. Reb Tzadik, the Ishbitzer, the Meshalech, told. See, we're already getting the Ishbitzer told Reb Tzadik, B'shem Reb Simcha Bunim. To anyone who was with us on the trip last year, you can get Avramel as well. Anyone who was there last year also. So we went to Reb Tzadik again also. So the Ishbitzer told Reb Tzadik.